Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah.
What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today, that is Tuesday the 23rd. Do you know what? Today I actually looked at the fucking my clock and went, oh, it's 23rd. And in my head, a wee bit, it went, oh, it's nearly Christmas, even though it's January. Not crazy?
No, because I know you very well. It's something you do.
But I'll tell you what reeks of crazy. I was going to tweet this earlier, and then I remembered this would be a weird tweet to break the tweet silence of about 2 years. I was going to write, nothing screams mental like a Christmas jumper in mid-January. Guy walking through town, and he definitely looked crazy. He looked so crazy.
What did he have on?
He had on the Christmas jumper and like a waterproof coat and then some, you know, like crazy person trousers that are like suit trousers, but they're too big for him.
And crazy person trousers.
Like the flies down and the fucking shirt is like.
But what was the jumper like?
Like Santa's body. And then he actually did have a beard. And it was grey but sort of stained yellow from various drinks and cigarettes, probably.
Maybe he went on one of those like 12 pubs of Christmas and he's only just getting back.
The most legendary 12 pubs of all time.
Yeah.
12 pubs of Ireland, it was called. And he walked.
And he walked around them.
Had to go
and
to
he's
all
like,
them.
And he's thinking he's a legend, and you're going, look at this tramp. You know?
Sort it out, bro.
I salute you. So.
We are on a brand new Apple Mac today, purchased. I will talk about it right after this intro. The only piece of data that I've transferred to this new computer. This one song. The best intro of all time. Enjoy it.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Yeah, there you have it, the best intro of all time. It never gets old, does it? Let me just tell you about some things coming up. We have Laveries on the 7th of February. February, which is all good. You know about that, it's first and third Wednesday of every month. The big Limelight show is this Friday, just wanted to remind everybody. Because after we did some analytics with our friend Joe there at the Limelight, he's like, yeah, you sold all the tickets. And then he tells you how many turn up. And he goes, now that's a phenomenal rate that turned up.
Apparently so.
Yeah. You know, so what did he say we got?
I can't remember, but it was
anyway,
very few. Very,
it was the most of the tickets sold turned up. And he goes, yeah, that's actually really, really good. He's like, the room across sold like whatever, say 500, but only like 300 showed up. So loads of people buy tickets.
And can't make it.
Can't make it or whatever. Yeah, that was the busiest thing of the old year, weekend of the year, I'd say.
Yeah, it was a really busy weekend too. So we'll see how this Friday.
So all I'm doing is just reminding people that it's this Friday. You know, if you've got a ticket, you know,
hoke it out of your cupboard.
Yeah, leave some dog food out for the baby and get out there to fuck.
Do you ever like panic when you buy tickets and you're like, where the fuck did I leave them?
Yeah, but I rarely buy tickets.
Yeah. See, in our house at home, there was like the ticket cupboard.
I get that sort of panic more with like, I know I bought crisps. Where the fuck did I put them?
You get more like irate about like chewing gum. I definitely bought one.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Can't find the car keys. Nah, fuck it. Sure, it's fine.
Already but setting it on fire. We don't need this anymore.
I know.
This is dead to me.
So just reminding people out there, the big gig's this Friday. pints will be had after it.
Lots of pints, because we will be drinking after it, so.
Lots of pints. My sister's going, he will be having no pints.
She's not big on the old pints. We went out
with her at the weekend there, and I feel like I was going out with, like, parents or something, you know what I mean? Like, you're like, let's not go too crazy, because these ones will judge us over here, you know? Meanwhile, my sister used to be an absolute caner, didn't she?
She did used to go out and party, like, and now she doesn't.
She used to drink, like, you know when those lunatics would drink, like, double vodka and then put a West Coast cooler on it to, like, mix it? She's crazy. Now she's like a nun. You know what I'm saying?
Where she thinks it's, like, taking George Best out now with you. It's like, oh, you've got a problem.
Yeah. It's like every time I see you, you're hungover, and you're like, well, this was, you shouldn't see me in about, I'm pretty sure we'd been to Vietnam and all that. It was weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks that we hadn't seen her. You're hungover every time I see you. I was hungover last time I seen you, and today I've also had pints. But guess what? Both those times were on Sundays, and I'll be hungover. You know, hungover today. That was unexpected. Had a few beers last night.
Only because you didn't have
the gym. I didn't have the gym today, and I was like, fuck me, it's like the weekend. Let me go ahead and let's have a party. And then subsequently, I was so sore from the fucking gym. I'll tell you the goddamn workout I did. Personal trainer is like, we're gonna do like a strength set. So we're gonna do like bench presses, see how heavy you can go. You know, squats, we'll do, see how heavy you can go. Did those, but real big lifts, Maureen, you know, big lifts, sore, shaky legs, doing big squats. And then he goes, we're gonna do this other bullshit, which is like every minute or on the minute, every minute or something. And he basically gives you three exercises and you do five of each. So it was like, you know, you had the rings hanging from the bar and you lie under it and you pull yourself up towards almost like a chin up, but your body is in like a reverse press up.
Yeah.
Pull your chest up like that.
I couldn't do that, no way.
I'm all sweat, snot even. So just five of those. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Straight down into a press up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 press ups. And then over to a 32K kettlebell, and you've done five swings. So that takes about 22 seconds. Mm-hmm. So you have to fucking do that, and then you just wait till the next minute's going, and you're just standing there looking at the clock, and it just becomes this mind fuck of like, I know this is going to get shorter and shorter the longer it goes on, but I actually maintained the time pretty well. You know, I was fucking pumping them out. I would deliberately do them quickly so that I had more rest. You know?
That's good.
And then I thought I was doing 15 sets of that. And as I said to him at set 13, is there only two more to go? He goes, oh no, you do this till failure. And I went, what does that mean? He goes, you just do it till you can't do it anymore. And I was like, well then, now.
Yeah,
don't,
give up.
You know, don't tell me that. If you tell me that, and you need to give me a number and I'll get to the number. You know?
But then how do you know what your limit is?
Because I'd have been there all day.
So you're saying you'd never quit?
No, well, if it was being really stubborn and there was money involved, I would keep going. I mean, like I said, I think you'd run out of fucking time. Or I think you would feel when it took you the full minute to do the 15 reps.
I think that's all he meant.
But I was like, look, I have to go do stuff, like, you know what I mean?
Are you thinking I'm going to be here for 16 hours? Because you're so fit.
Well, I thought I was doing 15 and then I did 20 and I didn't feel great, but I could have went on.
Ooh,
if it was getting, right. If it was getting like really like, it gets to a point where you're like, yeah, I'm knackered. What the fuck am I going to do? Like fucking give myself like a stroke just fucking here on a Wednesday morning or something? Or whatever fucking day it was, Monday.
I mean, you may as well quit then. You've it finished, haven't you?
I already did five more sets than I thought I was meant to be doing. That's pretty decent.
But do you have the sweet V's yet?
The sweet V's?
That's all anyone wants to know.
V for what? Vagina? The dick V's?
Yeah.
Nah, it wasn't...
The DV's,
wasn't,
are they?
Wasn't really doing any core that day, you know? I haven't done much
not
core.
Not trying hard enough, then, you're saying? What did you just eat, Colin?
A bag of Roysters.
Uh-huh.
Listen, that's a flashback from the past.
What?
What do people say when they say that?
A back flash from the
flash from the past.
flashback, not a backflash.
Whatever.
You wouldn't want a backflash from me.
Well, it's late at night, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm not clever right now.
What? Is this not your optimum cleverness?
No, you gotta get me in the morning. I feel thick now.
Really?
And that's not me saying sick with a lisp. I feel thick. Sure, the girl that sold me this Mac today goes, "Oh, I'm crazy and all." The other day I said it's 30:15 or something. And I went, that would explain why I know more about this computer than you do.
That's like...
God bless her. She goes, I told you this earlier, but she was like, "Oh, what do you use the computer for?" And I said, "Videos." And she's like, okay. And then she goes, "Oh, if you want to sign up for this thing Apple do, there's little workshops and stuff and you can come in and... you know, learn how to make like little videos and stuff." And I was like, I'll be okay. Thank you.
Cheers, though.
Thanks. It's like, do you not know I'm Northern Ireland's answer to Scorsese? Scorsese. Who was it said? Someone says Judd Apatow.
Oh, Mickey said his friend said that.
Oh, Mitch, that's right.
Apatow.
He says Judd Apatow instead of...
And
I was like, he's good, but he's no Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, Lord.
I love when people say things wrong and you just let them run with it.
Yeah. No, it irritates me so much.
Do you remember Eddie Rockets opened on the Lisburn Road or Malone Road? Is it Lisburn Road? Yeah.
Yeah.
And Adam, who was out with my sister, was like, "We were in Rocket Eddie's and it was disgusting." This was like the day it opened. So obviously they probably hadn't found their feet yet. And he's like, I was on Rocket Eddie's.
Did you scratch both your nips at the same time?
Just both above my nips were itchy.
Sorry.
It's probably Royster flakes have fallen down there.
Lovely.
My Royster flakes.
That's a good gangster name.
Well, I'm Royster flakes. How's it going? I will tie you up. I scratch my titties and all the dust goes in your mouth and you suffocate. I'm Royster flakes.
You know? What would your gangster name be?
Not that.
Dick V's?
Yeah.
Vivian Dix? Yeah. What would your gangster name be? Can't Talk and Mike's McGrath.
What are you talking about?
Burnt you.
I've said this before. It's because you've got really naff headphones and I've got decent ones. I can hear perfectly.
These are Sony.
Don't matter.
Fuck's sake.
These are Sony.
That's wild. So I've been doing these workouts anyway and I got to 20 sets. That's impressive. You do 100 kettlebell swings with a fucking 32K, but you can't get out of a fucking round, Vivian Dix.
Of course I can't. I could lift about, like...
8K.
25.
What weight's your bag when we go for a one-night stay somewhere?
Oh my God, at least...
48K?
Yeah.
That's how you get fit. We just go to hotel breaks and you just...
Do you know what I started doing?
Deadlift that fucking bag
Where
off the floor.
Where were we going? London? With my family. And Daddy thought I was like struggling with my bag and I was like, no, I'm trying to lift it with my left arm because I'm so weak on one side and I couldn't lift it. That's how heavy it is. But my right arm's fine because I do everything because I work with my right hand.
Yeah.
Could not, I mean, that's how heavy it was. I was like, I can't even lift this.
Insert joke there.
Insert joke, yeah. Hmm? What is it?
What is it? Finger. Oh. All right. No, it is. You do notice like a weakness down one side. Generally speaking. Although, if I'm doing like a bench press and it's getting real, real heavy and the guy has to like spot me a bit, my left hand is the one that pushes through before the right one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're a stronger left hand?
I don't know. Stronger something on the left. It's not really your arm.
See, if I do those ones, is it bench presses where you lie down and put it above your head?
Uh-huh.
It literally looks like I'm rowing a canoe. It's so imbalanced. Like it's totally down to the left and the right
one. Oh, yeah,
arm
like you're an Olympic.
Directly up. Like, yeah.
Kayaker?
Yeah. But only on the left side.
That's wild.
So
you got to carry your bag with your left hand.
Yeah, I keep trying to like consciously lift things with my left hand.
That's wild.
Super bad.
Is it because like most people keep their wallet in their left?
Scratching your
nose. I've got real itchy tits.
It's really distracting.
This is the name of this podcast, Itchy Tits.
What's wrong with them?
It's just above there. It's like itchy. You know?
Okay. Sorry, what were we going to say?
Itchy tit. Leave me alone. I forget what I was talking about. You... My tit was so itchy. Oh, yeah. So I've been doing these workouts, and then I was absolutely crippled.
I have to scratch.
Have you got itchy nips, too?
No.
But you just don't wash yours.
Just them.
Did you ever get a set of smelly tits?
No. They can be sweaty, obviously.
Sweaty tits. Well, what if you just like let your tits get sweaty, unsweaty, sweaty? Like, if you're in a hot climate, throughout the day, would you like lift your tit and be like, ugh?
It's very hard. It would be hard to do that, to smell under them, really, to be fair. It's not a good angle. It's not that they don't have the same kind of like sweat glands as like your armpits, so no. It's more just of a they wouldn't smell.
My armpits have milk glands. Squirt milk out of my pits. So anyway, I did this workout and I was absolutely crippled. And then,
but when are you joining CrossFit?
That was a CrossFit workout. That was a CrossFit workout I did. That's kind of what CrossFit is. Like, how quickly can you do all this shit? Or like, how many fucking, or you do the same thing for like 20 minutes straight or 15 minutes straight? Sore, it was real sore, but it was aching, and then obviously I found out I wasn't in the gym, and I was like, yeah, boy, let's have drinks, then I had drinks, and then I literally went to the toilet, and I sat down and pissed, because my legs were that sore, and then my legs were that sore, I couldn't get up, so I did a little, like, almost like a rock on the toilet, like a rock back.
Like an old fat man would do.
Yeah.
Who needs one of those wee commode
like
things.
An old fat man who just did, like, loads and loads of reps at the gym, and I went back and I went, huh! And as I like, you know, clench popped myself off the off the seat, the seat broke, snapped the fucking.
Yeah, whenever he goes, I broke the toilet seat, and I was like, all right, okay. I mean, toilet seats come off all the time, like they're usually,
the little screw holster at the back.
All right, okay, I don't care, but like you've actually cracked.
No, I
like,
snapped the side of it.
The toilet seat is snapped in half.
What a fat bitch.
The actual ring bit of the toilet seat is cracked in half.
I snapped it. It's quite impressive, really, isn't
it?
But
knowing you, you'll have no intention of changing it.
I'm going to order one online.
You'll just sit on it, nipping your butt cheeks all the time.
Imagine, oh my God. Imagine you sat on it, forgot about it, and it nipped your butt cheek, cut your butt cheek, and then you got MRSA in your ass. Died.
Why would you get that from your own toilet?
The things come out of your butt.
Do you sit on public toilet seats?
Only when I'm shitting.
Not just waiting for stuff. Yeah.
I'll meet you in time, where are you? I'm in Castle Court in the box. There's quite a lot of heroin around here. It's fucking gross.
Just on your phone, drinking a coffee.
Hey. Listen, the seats at Costa were taken, so here we are in the fucking bogs, just chilling out. Yeah, I'll just sit on it, generally speaking.
How gross are those toilets?
What am I going to do? What am I going to fucking... Oh, excuse me. What am I going to do? Hover?
I don't know. They're always just gross, aren't they?
I feel like...
But that's only weird.
I feel like if it touches like your butt or your leg, it's fine. I'm very wary of accidentally touching my dick against the toilet if I ever... What the fuck is wrong with this now?
But that's why I always find it weird if you try and touch my butt after we've been out somewhere. I'm like, yeah, but I sat in a random toilet. Don't touch it. That's how weird I am about, like, germs. I'm not that bad, but there's just certain things that creep me out for some reason.
That's why the Lord Jesus gave us an immune system. So we can eat dirty ass.
That's it.
Imagine them teaching that in, like, RE or something. And the Lord gave you an immune system. I know this is a religious science crossover, but the main purpose of that is so that you don't get sick after you've eaten a dirty ale.
If you're right in there in someone's butt,
if you're tongue punching someone's shithole, you're not going to get sick. Because,
don't worry. God is with you.
Who told me? I remember someone. I lost my voice a bit there. I was talking to someone once and they were like, you know when someone's going way too deep on the sex chat and you're just nodding? You're like,
Like you and Mickey on everything you talk about ever?
Aye, but that's... I know him at least. I don't know who I was talking to, and then someone was like, you know, that's when you're... They were like, blah, 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 talking away. And that's why, you know, your nose runs a lot when you eat like a new pussy.
What?
And I went...
No, what?
Cool.
Did you know this person well?
It's
I'm
cool,
guessing
mate.
Not.
It's cool, mate.
Oh, gross.
If someone
says something like that, you go, you're lying. No normal person says stuff like that. Like, you don't brag.
I can just imagine someone going like, you know, hey, are you stuffy from the flu? You don't need Vicks. Eat a new puss. Huh?
There's a new advert for you anyway.
My nose did get runny there, strangely enough, when I was getting emotional about that.
It's because you're scratching your nips, getting all excited.
Isn't that gross though? Like someone's that is like, so gross. But it was so nonchalantly said. You know when you're eating and you pussy.
Oh, I hate it.
First of all, don't say pussy when you're from here at all.
Never, ever, ever.
Doesn't roll off the tongue well.
Correct.
Pardon the pun. Eating a dirty ass. That's how you should be talking.
But it is so weird. I think when people are overtly sexual like that, there's an element of going, I feel like you're making this up. Because if you actually had loads of sex or had a girlfriend or a boyfriend, whoever, you don't talk about it. Don't you not? Like,
Because you don't need to be going like, oh, he was right and all. Because, you know.
Because you're going, that's just the thing now. It's not like.
Yeah, it's not like a special occasion for you to be like, I was eating a new year pussy.
I don't know. I just find it. It's obviously only guys always talk
about
that.
Of course it is. But it's like when guys.
It's like a bravado thing, isn't it?
It's like when guys start talking about fighting, you know. Let's all talk about fighting because that'd prove how hard I am.
Yeah, that's true.
Fucking hell. Eating a dirty ass. But what the fuck was I going to talk about there? I wanted to say something. We drank a lot recently, haven't we? I drank about four times in the last. Drank with your uncle a lot. He was over. I talked about the walnut incident last week. You weren't here.
I know I was here. I just wasn't. I don't voice.
You couldn't talk. You're very sick. You're very sick. That's what your news has been.
I mean,
coughing like a lunatic.
I wasn't super sick. Like, I wouldn't like to say that because some people got really ill over Christmas.
I was totally bragging.
Like, oh, I haven't got sick at all over Christmas. I've totally got away with it. And usually, with my kind of job, I always get sick at Christmas because you end up stopping working and you've been with a million people who are all sick and then you get sick every time. I was like, I'm fine. It's January. I'm fine. New Year's fine. Everything fine. Until I just woke up with the most horrendous, well, no voice and coughed for about, literally only stopped coughing probably the last 2 days. But I felt fine. Like, I didn't feel horrendous. Well, you feel a bit horrible, but some people got really sick, so I'm glad I didn't get that. But coughing's pretty annoying, isn't it? Can't breathe, like literally just couldn't breathe. So.
I know it's when it like catches you and you're like, you're making that like.
You're like, as I said, I felt like you're retching. It's just such a horrible feeling.
You probably would have got better. You probably would have got better quicker if we didn't drink like fucking 8 times.
Yeah, but then I didn't drink, and then I was like missing loads of things. And I thought I'm just gonna drink anyway because I'm already sick. You're like, well, it's not making any difference, but it does because the hangovers are much worse.
Shout out to your uncle Jude, who I left to the airport. And he pulled in and he's like, pull in there, get a couple of tins of beer. And I went for the airport and he's like, yeah, I'm a bit early. I'm just going to sit outside and drink tins of beer. And I was like, I might get a tattoo of you in my arm.
Sorry, he's living the dream life.
Because he does live in Portugal and lives a very free sort of hippie existence, doesn't he? So we would be like, you're a mad bastard, you can't drink fucking tins of Stella outside an airport. And he's like, well, why the fuck not?
Yeah, I don't have to get work in the morning, like.
Yeah, I'm just going to Liverpool, stay there for a night and then going home. Well, I'm going to go in there and buy one for £6. I'm by myself anyway, I'm just going to sit out here. Respect, gotta love it. And for a man who's lost most of his belongings in a terrible bushfire in Portugal. I don't know what the word is. Joyous?
Optimistic. Yeah, you actually need people like him in your life. Because he just tells stories and laughs all day and everything's fun. He makes everything seem really easy or something.
Yeah, he's very carefree.
Like when I was growing up, he was like, you can imagine the most funnest person to be around. He would just spend all his time playing with us and like, just building big things for us and like, you know, blowing bubbles everywhere and creating stuff and playing, and it's so fun.
He's a fun guy. And then he got out of the car and went away into the airport, and then I heard, Colin! And then he sprinted back and gave me £1 for the machine.
I know, he always makes a point of doing that, doesn't he?
Yeah. It's probably because it's like, thanks for driving me up. I really don't want you to have to pay that last annoying £1.
Yeah, sometimes it is annoying.
I love those things when it's just like, you know, do you reckon we charge people £1 in here? For what? Just for more money for us? Alright. That's it. Yeah, no other call for it.
It should still be, I think in the city you're still like allowed to drive through it for free. Like you got like 10 minutes or something.
Yeah, we did have to pay it one day, do you remember?
International, it's like just a pound all the time.
Cheeky cunts. Although there is a Marks and Spencer's now, so airport search.
Yeah, but that Marks and Spencer's doesn't sell drink, so.
Pieces of shit.
Yeah, but when you go in to buy those like meal deal things, and they're like bottle of wine, and then I ask them, and they're like, you know, we don't have drink here. And I was like, so you're doing the meal deal, but you don't have the actual drink part of it? Well, that's all I'm here for.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck about couscous, you dumb bitch, Linda.
I'm buying 4 cheesecakes just for the wine. So.
Meal for 2? Wrong. That's my dinner, and 3 of the bits are wine. And one of them's green beans. That's it. What do I want? Olives and mozzarella and 3 bottles of wine. I'm literally salivating. Saying that. I was talking to our friend Kieran there on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, long time no speaking. We should meet up and watch the Ireland-France match in a couple of weeks. And I was like, absolutely. And he goes, I was like, where do you want to do it? And he goes, anywhere at all. And I was like, do you want to go to the pub or something? He goes, can do. And I was like, fuck it, the house would do. I'm going to get a pile of pizzas in or something. And he goes, and straight away he was like, yeah, fuck rugby, fuck beer. Let's me and you just meet up and eat pizza. And I was like, yes. Amazing.
When is it? In a few weeks? Not, I thought you said this week.
I must double check. I don't think it's this Saturday. It might be the one after.
Right. But you're not going to get DVs in this recall.
Dick V's?
Yeah.
I'll have them by then. I'll have them by then.
You have to have them for the honeymoon. That's, or else we're not getting married.
I honestly think this personal trainer, Jordan, has been like, he's like, what weight are you? And I'm like, Jesus, like 20 stone or something. And he's went, cool. So what you want to be is 20 stone of solid muscle, is that what you want?
I know, what do you wear? So I'm like, oh, I'm more now. So
yeah, I was like, Stan was like feeling himself. I was like, I feel like firm, like, you know, up in my upper core torso type thing. I was like, yeah, you know, my fucking shoulders feel tight and tits feel slightly harder. And he told me I've got lats poking out in case I want to turn into a flying squirrel. And then I weighed myself and I was like, oh, 8 pounds heavier. That might have been inaccurate because I did come home from the gym and chug one of those fucking, like, you know, Home Bargains gallons of water.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to do it in the morning. Like, you know this.
After I do my big shit?
Yeah. Crack another toilet seat off.
They don't call me the seat smasher for nothing. Going around crushing motherfucking seats.
Maybe you just did that just from weight. It just crumbled underneath you.
Well, how do you think it broke? Arse lasers? It broke because I'm too heavy for it. And it's not the second seat I've broken in my life. It might be the third. How about that?
Imagine being so heavy you can't even sit in a toilet without breaking it.
I remember when I lived at home, something happened, like the seat broke in our toilet. And then my dad bought another one, and then he broke that one. And then he's like, what the fuck's going on here? And he got a new one, and I broke it again. And then, of course, I broke that one upstairs. So we'll have to go to B&Q or something, which is always great.
Just get a wee material one you can take off and wash.
That's my granny had a foam one at her house.
Ah, you can get them, but you know, it was like weird.
Anything bar white plastic is weird. Did you ever go on a wooden toilet seat in someone's house?
Yeah, like
what the fuck, bro? Are you using that as a chopping board? Chopping that dump up? Speaking of chopping dumps.
What?
We stopped at an Apple Greens on the way back from Seafield. Do you remember?
Yes.
And
what are you going to say?
I went in a stall to blow my nose, but then I just pissed in the stall. In the little cubicle. And someone had taken a big old lion bar of a shit. And I was like, pissing. And then it didn't flinch. And then I flushed the toilet and it didn't flinch. So it was of a consistency where it was so solid and so rigid that it just clunk. It just had.
Right, why would you go into the toilet where there's already a big shit?
It was like
a
log jam sideways. Because busy toilets are fucking.
But why would you not like look in and be like, there's a big turd in there. I'm not going to go to that one.
I'm only pissing on it. Like, I'm not like.
I know, but how can you even look at it?
What do you mean, look at it? I just seen it and then pissed it.
I know, but You don't hear yourself? Like, that's so gross and weird. Boys, like, don't. That's someone else's dump that you're looking at.
I'd rather, well, it was a lot more attractive than a lot of my dumps.
Oh, Colin! That is honestly so grotesque. Like, I would go into the toilet and be like, there's a piece of tissue on the floor. Not this one.
Oh my god, that pub that we will remain nameless, we were in the weekend. You know, they've got the downstairs, it's like men's pissers, and it's basically like they've taken beer kegs and just sawed a hole in the side and then plumbed it. So you just piss and then the piss runs out the bottom tube. But it smelled like they were, you know, the shop Lush?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine Lush just sold piss. That's how strong the piss smell was. Overwhelming.
Gross.
And I was pissing in there, and then some guy came in, and I had this look on my face, and as he walked in, he sort of looked at me as if I was half joking with him or something. He goes, there's not enough room in this thing for both of us, boy, or something. He was like half joking around, this American accent, and then as usual, he's this fucking asshole was wearing like a Scania jacket and fucking flared jeans and pointy brown shoes, and he's like, you look like a fella like an American lumberjack or something with that shirt on you. And I was like, you look like you fuck livestock, so how about that, you dumb cunt. I'm sick, Maureen, of retarded people saying things to me like I wouldn't kill them.
I know.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, you're a funny man, I'll say whatever I want to you, and you're like, but do take into consideration what's going on here. Do you know? We're all funny, haha. But don't be like staring up at me, going. Remember that guy at the end? It was like, where's your boyfriend? This guy had already slobbered at me before. He came up, said something, and then he walked away. Went, I think your mate's funnier anyway. And I went, I don't actually give a fuck what you think at all. So, don't speak to me. And then on the way out, he's like, where's your boyfriend or something? And I went full like Eastern Promises, fucking. Like, just stared right through him. And I just let him realise how... let him figure out himself how stupid he was being. Where's your boyfriend? And I just kept staring at him. Where is he? Is your boyfriend? And then the most awkward, like... Alright. And then he just walked away. And I was like, what's going on here? I know we're all funny joke men, but, like... I would kill you, like... I would actually throw you at the wall and your brain would turn to porridge. Me very angry, Maureen.
I know, I could tell. But it's funny, like, when you do go out places, people don't realise how big and tall you are.
I mean, I'm not massive, but like, for, like, you know.
But, yeah, but I know you're like crazy tall, but
I see you've had 9 pints of confidence there.
Yeah, but they are just usually like fairly average looking men or whatever guys.
And this guy was like a wee, like, tiny fucking,
I know, oh,
asshole.
Yeah, I remember him, like, but I just mean, like, most of the time they are just small or average.
Do you know what, sometimes I fantasize, like, about? I feel like putting my hands in the inside of his mouth on both sides like that. You know those things like that game that you used to play?
Mm-hmm.
And just tearing the skin right off his head.
Oh, that's nice.
I actually get sexually aroused at the thought of it. Or like, I just kind of faint a little jab to his face and then I kick both his legs out so hard.
God.
And he's no ligaments left. And then I just, like Sinner, put my foot on his chest and just go... You know? And then just knock the door of his house and his wife answers the door.
Right,
and I just throw what is essentially a bag of blood on the floor.
Colin.
Go, that's your fucking husband. Congrats. Show your children. Sinner's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it must be good if you watched it, because you don't watch anything.
I've actually figured out what my problem is.
Oh, have you? Good. Tell me. Please enlighten me. Go.
I can't binge watch things. I can watch them, like, I can watch one episode and then you gotta give me a wee breather.
Do you know what that is? Boring.
No, it's not.
Everyone loves to binge watch things.
I just can't concentrate. But, like, there's certain things that
Netflix is literally makes billions of pounds because people binge watch. And you're like, no, who can even watch one episode after
people
the
can,
other?
Some people have that function in their brain where it just can switch off.
Stupid people.
Often not, Maureen. Someone say.
Yeah, says the man who would rewatch Vine every night of the week and can't watch.
I love the way you said. I love the way you didn't even say, like, Vine compilations. You went, all of Vine.
Just Vine. That's what I mean. There is only so many Vine videos left that are still on the internet. And you watch all of them and rewatch them and keep putting on so Vine funny. Videos. And you can't binge watch something.
I mean, I've accidentally hit restart on this computer here. Because if it had been working, I'd have played that, like, I shit my pants, that wee girl. You know? I shit my pants. I didn't want to shit my pants. I'm definitely going to teach our children to swear. Because...
Why?
Because how else are you supposed to make viral videos if a child's not saying things like, I shit my pants?
No, I don't like when kids swear. It's really weird.
Not at each other, but I think in general conversation, it's fine. You gotta open their
kids
eyes.
Kids cannot say, I shit myself. That's so weird.
Well, they obviously can.
No, I don't like it.
I shit myself.
No, that'd be horrible. That's horrible. I don't like when kids swear. It's so strange. It's really weird, like, as kids swear.
It's funny, though.
You shouldn't be allowed to swear until you're, like, 14.
Well, my ma said once there was a child they were working with in her work who had terrible, terrible upbringing. And he actually turned around, and this wee kid was young, like, and he's like, I love you, dirty bastard. But he's like a 4-year-old.
We all say that to each other now, yeah. Don't we?
I love you, dirty bastard.
I love you, dirty bastard.
Listen to your wee breath out of that. What about the breakfast I made you this morning?
Lovely.
What am I like? Do you know what I love? I love running into other people and then realizing how fucking sound I am. You know, when you hear people slobbering about their partners and all, and then you're like, Maureen, see? Are they bringing you fucking bacon and avocados and eggs in the morning? Nah, bro. So there. And that's why I buy myself so many gifts, because...
You're literally in the perfect relationship with yourself, really, aren't you?
Oh, no.
You're your perfect man.
Not at all.
No?
Not at all. No. No dick fees. No dick fees as yet. Let's talk about sponsorship opportunities. This podcast is sponsored by nothing at the minute. And we want to step up the production game.
Oh, who's that?
Fucking Woodsy. I'm going to have to put that in silent now because it's going to start a shitstorm. That was a message into the little comedy squad group that we have, which is it will basically lie quiet for a few days till they find something that they really want to slobber about, and then it's off to the races. Feeding frenzy. They're like piranhas. You know? Am I sniffing a lot in this? You noticed that?
No.
Basically, this podcast is sponsored by ColinGettis.com at the minute, so we're awaiting a merch revamp. But you can still get your hands on general t-shirts if you want to support this podcast, or general banter podcast t-shirts. But in the near future, there will be new podcast t-shirts, new designs, new blender t-shirts, stickers. We're going to do everything. I might even do a Lavery's Comedy Club, like, collectible t-shirt.
Oh.
In an 80s sort of Seinfeld style. That's what I was thinking. That logo I did?
Yeah, I like
that. Seinfeld, no? How good is Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
Oh, it's so good.
Now that I could binge watch that, that's actually the future of viewing. 15 to 20 minute little scoops. You know, that's me. That's what I watch. I watch lots of stuff like that, you know, all the Vice stuff. Vice is my favorite channel. But yeah, we really need to get some sponsorship sorted, don't we? We've looked up the going rate for sponsorship, and for our numbers, we should be getting quite substantial money per episode with the numbers that I get. I'll not go into it now, it's too crazy, but we should be getting considered. So just putting the feelers out there, guys, if you want to fucking be part of it, congascomedy@gmail.com.
Support the old podcast.
Support the podcast. It gets direct listens to people's ears. It's online forever. And that's it.
Probably the most loyal fans, I think, of yours too.
Yeah, I mean,
they're always here's what I find.
If someone has only seen the original I Am Fighters, they're usually obnoxious. If people have seen like this stuff on like Facebook and stuff, they're a bit nicer. If people have like I follow you on Snapchat, usually a bit nicer. Usually young. And if someone's like, I listen to the podcast, they're the most dead on of all.
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
Or if someone's really dead on, you know, you go, I bet you they listen to your podcast.
And then these sort of people are now getting like photographs with you.
Which is very strange.
Yeah. And I'm like, hello. I'm over here, the toilet seat smasher.
You're not with you, just with me?
No, yeah, like literally just with you though.
What about that couple that came up to Laveries on the last Laveries?
Shout out to those guys.
So lovely.
Sarah. And
I've forgotten his name. I'm really bad at names.
Is it Shane?
I think so.
Have I fucked that up?
I could find it.
Where did they come from? Donegal?
They came from Donegal. Basically, it was their 1 year like anniversary of being together. And they came up for the night to Laverie so that they could see you. And then she took a picture with me. Because she does makeup as well. And she's been like, she followed my Instagram. I just couldn't believe it. I was like, what? And they came and they stayed overnight and everything.
That's crazy. And then there was another girl I was talking to. And she lived somewhere else, but she's like, I've lived away from one man for like 7 years or something. And she came back and she had like an Australian boyfriend. Big giant guy, and she was very tiny. And I may have fucked all that story up, by the way. They're probably like, I live 7 minutes away from North. I don't know what the fuck. But
it's actually straight, like, mad the amount of people who come to Laveries, and then you'll be talking to some people after, and they'll be like, oh, we only came home because, or not we, you know, we worked our coming home around the Laveries. Like, it happens quite a lot. Oh, it's really quite, it's mad.
Or like, people like, or, you know, we're over for some reason or another, and they're like, oh, fuck, is there a comedy gig? And you're like, nah, I'm afraid there's not one till whatever. And they're like, shit! You know, they're literally like, oh, I'm home for a funeral. Is there a comedy gig? No. Fuck's sake. Just the funeral for me, then. But it's very reassuring and stuff. But what I'm saying is, do you have a company? Do you want to sponsor a podcast? Give me a shout. And here, if you're a big company that wants exclusive sponsorship rights for extra cash, hit me up and make sure that you're something interesting that I can really benefit from. You know?
Like nipple scratchers?
Nipple scratchers, reinforced Kevlar toilet seats. You know? Dick V. No way, the Kardashians were all into like fucking corsets and stuff for a while.
Waist trainers?
I'm not going to do any exercise, but I will just physically change the shape of my kidneys. You know? There's news for you. Did they have a baby? The Kim Kardashian Wests?
Yeah.
What do they call it? John?
Chicago West.
Chicago West. Imagine shouting up the stairs, legit, like, Chicago!
I think of all their baby names, that's the stupidest.
Well, but is it just because it's not a glamorous town? You know, you could be called Paris or Brooklyn or whatever, and it's quite cool. You know, our first child might be called Balamina.
Why would it be called Balamina?
Because it sounds like Philomena or something. You know, like it sounds like a girl's name. Philomena's not a girl's name. That's an old witch's name.
Mm-hmm.
Your granny's called Philomena. Yeah. Only they called her Phil, didn't they?
Yeah.
That's way cooler.
Phil.
That's really cool. Very cool. What was the deal? You might know more about this. When the White Moose people were like cracking up at like a blogger that was trying to get free shit or something.
Did you not see that?
I didn't read it. I meant to and I missed it.
They basically put up a thing. Like, you know where they'll just share stuff. And you know where they kind of go really irate at people who are just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So it was basically some sort of like YouTuber. Like pretty unknown really YouTuber.
Yeah.
From England, who had sent them an email saying, hi, I'm such and such, I have a YouTube channel of whatever, 50,000 people, and this and that and the other, you know, me and my boyfriend were planning to come over Valentine's, and I came across your lovely hotel, and just thought if, you know, drop your line, see if you wanted to collaborate, you know, you get access to, you know, add Insta stories, a vlog about it, you know, in return for free stay, etc., whatever. All this. So they wrote them back this big email being like busy going, no, we're all not, all right. How do you expect everything to be paid for if you're just going to give it free? Do you expect the housekeepers to do it for free? Do you expect, you know, the electricity to be paid for free? Blah, blah, blah. And like basically saying you're such a freeloader.
Yeah.
And no, we're all right. We don't need your help. So he kind of outed her, but he like covered up all the names. but it was, you could find them, like you could work out from what, you know, the bits that were left out who it was.
Mm.
So I think everyone sort of bombarded her, and then she, could have been a bit obviously silly and using it, did a YouTube video back, and it was just the most like ridiculous response. It was basically saying, look guys, you know, I work really hard, and being a YouTuber, you know, yes, you get lots of free things, but you do have to work as well. And, you know, it's really normal to get free things, and, you know, just asking for, you know, free accommodation in return for that isn't a bad thing. Like, that's totally normal. And basically going like, I work really hard and I kind of deserve to be, you know, stay for free if I've messaged you. And then they kind of came back again and like made a joke about sending her a big bill and all for the publicity. And like did this like fake.
Right now.
They did this like for like 5.5 million euro or something. And then did this big fake like news sort of question thing and all. It was quite funny. But it does kind of bring up that thing of going like, how do people get free stuff? Like, you know, he goes, it's okay if you want to give it to someone, or he goes, I've given plenty of people like a free meal or something.
Yeah.
He goes, but they never asked for it.
There's a thing when you ask for it, that it's, then it's weird.
Because you shouldn't have to ask for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if someone doesn't know if you've tried to book something, you don't know who they are, then why would you give it for free? It was just the kind of thing, the way she went about it. Like, I'm going over here, you should be honoured to have me take an Insta story of your, you know, your hotel. You know, it was so ridiculous.
I'm sure the place is fucking bung to the dick anyway.
Yeah, well, that's what they kind of joke about, going, this is all publicity for us, we don't care, but also we don't need you. You know, we have our own following. You know, like, you're not going to give us any help whatsoever.
Yeah. It's very weird. I mean, I experience it on a smaller level where it's like, I mean, some people fucking offer you some weird shit, like something, and usually they start like, yeah, let's collaborate or work together. It's a chance for us. It's a good opportunity for us both. You get to make a video in my spot, and then you also get to be in that place for a day. And you're like, first of all, I really don't give a shit at all about your place. So, here's what, you know, like, give me it free and I'll probably do some social media while I'm there just because it's different.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be like, yeah, why don't you come on down here and do a bunch of stuff for nothing?
Yeah, come down here and go be in character and make a full production video. And
that did actually
get
happen.
Get in for free. Yeah, that happens a lot.
That did actually happen with a sort of place.
But it's happened to us before, even like buying like furniture, and they're like, we could probably do you a deal if you make, you know, do a whatever on our Snapchat. And you're just like, no. Like, because there's a slight, like, going,
We'll get some money off you if you do a video. It was, we're buying a bed.
Yeah.
If you do a thing about this bed. And I was like, no, just fucking charge me the full whack.
Because it's weirder when people do stuff like that. Like, hey, it's just me hearing a thing. Thanks to you, blah, blah, blah. You're like, oh, no. There sometimes is okay, but like if you want to do it, that's fine. But not when they ask you to kind of like do it on purpose. It's a bit weird.
Yeah, if it sort of like makes sense, it's good. But like, what am I gonna do? Be like, hey, it's me, Colin, here at the old beauty spa in fucking whatever.
No, no.
What about you? It's me, Barry Blaine Henderson, here at fucking, you know, Maureen's fucking pedicure center, and you know what I mean, like it's got to make sense.
Yeah.
But those ones that were like, do you want to come down here and they do these outdoor type things, and it was like, I was like, yeah, sure, I'll go down. And they're like, cool, we're just chatting here to see what character you might be good to do it in. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that's a different
like,
thing.
They're like, yeah, no, we just wanted you to come down, we were just discussing, it'd probably be funny if you did it as Barry the Blender. And I'd be like, I bet you it fucking would.
Yeah, of course it would.
But I'm not going to. What you do is, you say, can I go? And I go, yeah, can I bring some mates? And you go, yeah. And I bring fucking 4 or 5 people. And everyone's, you know, Snapchatting and having a laugh. And you're getting a bit of free coverage. That's what you do. You don't fucking invite me down and then, you know, I'm supposed to be so happy at the fact that I get to play around in your fucking place that I'll do it for free. You know? Brush your teeth. And bite my dick veins. Makes me sick. Fuck's sake. Is there a history going on here?
This is your new laptop we're using, isn't it?
I know, it's fucking nice, isn't it?
Does it seem faster than this one? Or same?
It's pretty similar, like. Spec-wise, it's probably just got, like, a different processor or something. Now, I don't know what's downloading or what's happening here, that the internet's slow as a motherfucker, but, you know, what can you do? We'll address that. We'll get to that. That might be an internet problem, is it? I'm trying to fucking load. Oh, here we go. Here we fucking go. Is there too many devices on the thing or what?
No.
That shouldn't affect it?
No, it shouldn't.
Is there anything downloading? Like, that's very slow, isn't it? Guys, if you know any tech shit, what's the quickest browser? Is it Firefox or is it fucking Safari? I mean, this is ruining the banter right now. I'm supposed to be playing a clip. Anyway, what about influencers? What about being an influencer?
It's strange, isn't it?
It's a bit like...
I don't like when people set out to be one.
Yeah, they claim to be an influencer.
Or when they go...
Or they go like...
My job is being an influencer. You're like, no, you either influence people or you don't because of something else you do. Do you know what I mean? You can't just be like, by the way, I quit my job to be an influencer. Like, what? I don't get that.
Yeah.
They don't have anything...
By the way, what influence. Are you influencing? My boner? Do you know?
What?
You got your arse out in every photo. What are you influencing? Blood flow to the cock? You're not influencing anything. It's just like lots of pervs look at your hole. Yeah, and then someone's like, hold this tea in the air. As if anyone gives a portion of a fuck about tea.
But what's going to happen, do you think, in maybe
drink
like...
Drink this tea, shit yourself, lose weight.
But like, Colin, what do you think in like, say, 5 years, 10 years time, where there's just this like 100,000 influencers of just generic people who just have social media lives? And maybe are making enough money now, but what... Where do they go after that? Will they all just die out and then just the really good people stay? Or do you think just everyone forever is going to be an influencer? Like everyone can just have an Instagram and sell stuff on it? I don't know, like how does it work? So weird, like.
I don't know, but.
There's no quality control of it whatsoever.
I know, surely you can fake like a load of followers and stuff and then just be like, I'm an influencer.
But that's what I mean, like anyone can just like, start doing
influencers
that.
Influencers are like. It's like you can't call yourself an influencer. It's like calling yourself cool. Other people have to think you're cool. You can't be like, I'm a cool guy. Are you sure? Because everyone that's ever said that's a cock.
Yeah.
Cock. What about me shaving Frank's head last night?
Didn't actually see it, but...
It was gorgeous, wasn't it?
It did look good, like...
You look like McGregor. Right, there is an issue with this new computer that this is slow as fuck right now. Let's talk about some news. What about this Olympic gymnast doctor that was just fingering a load of girls and being like, no, this is a medical procedure.
It's so creepy, isn't it?
Yeah, it makes me really angry.
Why is it always like doctors or something? It's always people in a position of power, isn't it?
Yeah, especially when you're like... Yeah, like that, or like policemen that abuse their power, or someone that's supposed to be trusted, and then they do shit like that. It makes me.
But it's so weird.
Especially
that
when
like,
you see him, where you're just like,
yeah.
Whenever would you get near, like a girl who looks like that?
Yeah.
Other than they have to trust you because you're a fucking medical doctor.
Yeah, like that's. It's almost like they get, you know, you don't know whether they've got into that because they know they can abuse the position.
It's weird as fuck.
But it is bad because it was the like Olympic one, you know, like it should have been like.
Yeah, the most high end doctors you can get.
Yeah, it should have been a really like sort of respectable position and you're like, oh no, that's really horrible. Especially whenever like in gymnastics, like. You know, from a really young age, you're spending a lot of time training.
Yeah.
A lot of time probably away from your family, a lot of time whatever. So you're going, that's really bad. Like
most girls, like gymnastics careers are like over by the time they're like, they've gone through puberty. Do you know what I mean? Like, for the most part, like fellas have to sort of, you know, hit puberty and come through it and like,
get muscular and fill out and be strong. Whereas the girls, when their body does that, it's they're almost done. Because I did gymnastics when I was a child.
I know.
And then I played football. I was very good at that. Very good at gymnastics. Very good at judo. And then I quit them all to be mediocre at rugby and drink pints. Then drank a lot more pints.
So you're just very good at drinking? No.
Very good at drinking.
You kept that one up, which is good.
I mean, I find like all this training at the gym, I'm sort of reawakening the beast within.
Oh no.
You know? Why is this computer, why is this so slow? Brand new computer, decent internet, fuck's going on?
Dunno.
How hard is it to play a video of a girl going, I shit my pants?
Yeah, this feels like it's an old computer right now.
Something's going on. Is it like a connection problem or what is that? Either way, it's annoying. What other news happened? Prince William finally shaved his head. I made a video about it, a Buy the Blender video. How long have I been saying that?
Shave his head?
I say it to everybody.
Yeah.
See if you're trying to hang on to your hair. First of all, not manly. You know, it's not manly to be like, you know, scared to go out in the wind in case your fucking comb over blows out of the way. Or like constantly fixing like your fucking, you know, you don't look like you've hair. You look like you've been pulling your hair from from another place. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shave it off immediately. That's what I did. I went like this one then, like a hair came out in my hand, and I went,
that's it.
Which applies to a lot of things in my life, you know? You're pissing me off, I'll cut you out. Cut you out of my life.
Oh, not like actually cut.
No. Thank fuck for this.
Why are you yelling?
Because I shit my pants. I didn't want to shit my pants.
Maureen. Was that not worth the wait? Was it?
Why are you yelling?
Because I shit my pants. I didn't want to shit my pants.
I didn't want to shit my pants. My pants? Didn't want to shit my pants. Didn't want to shit it. Now, this internet really is acting the maggot.
Acting the maggot.
What a great saying. What other news happened? That's it. We're kind of done this podcast, aren't we? We're near an hour. Do we bring back questions? That's the question. Do we bring back questions to try and fill it out a wee bit or what? I think we just got to be disciplined and record it in the morning when you're full of jizz.
Yeah, for sure.
Not at the end of the day when you're pooped.
We've not eaten, sleeping terribly.
Or sleep, yeah. I haven't been to bed before fucking 2 o'clock
we
in about 3 weeks.
Don't go to sleep before 3 a.m. any night.
Like, I know it's 10 o'clock now. We're just wrapping this podcast up. I have a decent amount of things to watch before I go to sleep tonight. You know?
Reruns of all Vine.
Also sober, you know? I'm going to have to do a sober sleep tonight. I'm going to the gym at 7 in the bastard morning.
You're
going
to have to get up at 6.
Fuck off. Or I might, here's my trick, I might just put my gym gear on, go to bed.
No, don't. Stop being such a lazy bastard. Just go to the gym.
My rage has turned into a storm. Stop being such a lazy bastard. I'm going to the gym at 7.
Go to sleep in your gym gear.
And then going to Belfast to do a video. And then going to do some other shit. And then going to get a fucking suit fitted. It probably won't fit because I'm fatter than when I started. I'll go in and put a jacket on and be like, I'm sorry, our jackets stop at like 48-inch chest or something. And I'll be like, what is mine? 76. You have the body of a livestock. Of a pig or something. That's why I'm like,
I don't have to get your pig clothes.
I really am like a pig. You know when you see a real pig and you go, I had no idea it was that big.
Yeah.
That's me.
It's a rhino. Like, it's actually, you look like a rhino.
I do. I mean, someone jokingly said on Snapchat that I was punching above my weight with you. And I went, that's a lie. I beat the shit out of her. And as a joke, like, you know. And he's like, yeah, right enough. She has about a quarter of your weight. And I was like, cheers, mate. And then he sent me a picture of him with me. And he goes, man mountain. And I'm not like that big, but I am just chunky or something, aren't I?
Like a gorilla with a jacket on.
Like a fridge. Like a gorilla with a jacket on. Mm. Like if Kurt Cobain was an orangutan. Nice check shirt. No? That's about... They just right. look like a gorilla with a...
Yeah. But with rhino legs. Rhino legs, gorilla body.
I mean...
Jacket on.
I mean, Alex from Petty Youth, the band we made a song for, was at a zoo somewhere and he sent me a picture of a rhino and he goes, oh, look, there it is. There's Geddes there.
Yeah.
And I went, you cheeky buck brown bastard. There's people sending me links. I want to find this. Oh, did you see this?
What?
Watch this. This is in a comedy club. So, basically, something has happened. And this guy takes to the stage to fight the guy.
What?
And he's like swinging. Watch, he swings the mic stand. The bass comes off it. Goes in the crowd.
Does no one get up to help?
Eventually. But you know what? Fair play to that comedian, because he's like, he literally moves like he has fought before, if that makes sense. You know?
Jesus. That's ridiculous, like.
That's some crazy shit.
What would you say to someone that would make you want to get up on stage and fight them with a chair?
Don't know. But like, why would you be going to a comedy club with that sort of fucking attitude on you? Do you know, like, being that angry? Sitting in the crowd, looks fucking very funny. I'm gonna fucking smack this cunt. Look at him raging. Damn, son. I mean, what a crazy clip. I always wonder about that. Like, if something crazy ever happened in a gig and they came at you, would you have to hit them, or do you have to remain like the funny man and just not do anything?
I feel like you would probably do something.
But I mean, there is a point where it would feel, you know, like someone saying something and then they're like, they're getting up and then you're like, are they joking? And then they'll be like, no, they're way too close to be joking now. And then you smack them with a microphone, which probably wouldn't feel great either.
I feel like you could just grab someone and hold on to them till they just run out of steam.
Yep. That's I'm a black belt in holding on to people. Hi, Colin. I'm looking to get into a bit of acting at the minute as just a hobby. Do you have anything coming up that you need people for? I love watching your stuff. Unfortunately not. I get messages like that sometimes and I'm like, I can't do anything for you, I'm afraid. I don't.
Do you know what?
Any videos I make, it's just me or a mate of mine who's a comedian.
Do you know what's funny though? And you get a lot of, I'm sure lots of people in certain jobs do as well. It's always people like, I'm looking to get into this, or I want to start doing this. Do you have anything I can do? And the answer is always, we'll already be doing it.
Yeah.
This is not the starting
place. Or someone will go like, I'm thinking of making videos. What camera do you use? And I always just write, it literally doesn't matter what fucking camera you use. You know, eventually, you know, it gets to the point where like, if you're doing, you know, videos for something, or yeah, get a good camera or just have someone shoot it properly. But like for the start, a phone would do you like, you know? But yeah, there's no point. Anytime someone goes, I'm going to get into podcasting, you're like,
mm-hmm.
You'd be in it.
Yeah, like...
You would be doing it if, you know...
There's like, when people say to you, like, how do you get into comedy or how do you be a comedian? Or if people say, can you recommend a good place to start stand-up comedy? They're so different, those questions. Because if someone's asking you, how do you get into comedy or how do you be a comedian? You're going, well, you just know you want to do that and then you'll start. But if they ask you, like, what's a good place to start or where's a good open mic, you can actually recommend, like, a name of somewhere. Like,
yeah, if someone's
Pavilion
like...
Pavilion do open mics. You know, Larry's isn't a great place to start off because it's quite established.
Like, when Aaron was like, I met him when he was, like, a fucking child. Yeah. And then he's like, like, he was like, where do I go to do comedy? Like, he was like, yeah, I'm going to go do it. So where's good?
But if people are like, how do I do comedy? I really like what you do. How do I do that?
Yeah.
You can't really explain that to someone.
No. The guy was called Shane there, so I took just to confirm that.
Like people, like strangers have messaged me before being like, you know, I'm starting out of makeup. What course should I start? So I can give them advice about that. But then they'll say, what should I say in my interview for Mac? Do you know what I mean? They'll ask me things like that. I'm going for an interview, Mac. What should I say? And you're like, well, I can't really tell you what to say because I don't know what they're going to ask you. And you should kind of need to know what you want to say yourself. Or they'll say...
Yeah, or just answer the fucking question, you dummy.
or the last me thing, like I've had honestly complete strangers ask me, and I don't mind helping, but like, you know, what foundations should I start my kit with? And you're going, well, I could recommend a million things, but you need to be doing makeup to know a little bit about what kind of clients you're going to get. Like, I can only tell you, you know, it's not useful. My information isn't going to be useful for you a lot of the time. So it's a funny thing. It's like, you just got to start.
What did I say
like,
in a market interview? Well, when they ask you where you've worked, tell them where you've worked.
Yeah.
Don't like, tell them where I've worked.
Yeah, exactly. You can't say what I've said. So it's never going to be the same, but...
Or just, you're just like, well, you know, what I'll say is different because I'm talented.
Because I remember hearing someone who was a writer and she used to talk about things. I think she used to tweet a lot and she used to say things like, people always ask me, like, how do you get into writing? Like, how do you get into writing? She goes, well, you would already be writing. Yeah. You know, you don't ask them, how do I get into writing? You start writing anything, a blog, on a bit of paper, you write for a newspaper, you find a free thing to do, whatever. You can't say, how do I get into writing? You just write. You just are a writer or you're not a writer. Like, you just know. How do I become an influencer? Like, it's crazy, but like, I think
you become influential by being good at a thing.
Just be good at, and it can be anything.
Like, I take I have many influences from many different things. You know, David Attenborough is an influence to me. Why? It's not related to anything I do.
But he also didn't do what he did so that he could just be famous on TV or,
no, he's just, you know, really, whatever. You got to be really into a thing and then it becomes influential.
Yeah. And also, it's how you make like money or something
like
as well.
Like Gary Vee or something, what do you do? Sell wine?
Yeah.
What's that got to do with anybody's business? Nothing. But he's fucking fascinating to listen to, you know? Bit hyper, some would say. I'm more on this sort of level.
Hello, how are you? I'm under the water. Please help me. You're too much raining. Hello, how are
I love how simple that is. Hello? I'm under the water.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Hello, how are you? I'm under the water. Please help me. You're too much raining.
I've had so many people get in touch with me and be like, what's that Indian thing that you're listening to? The two guys fighting? What's the link? And, I'm like, you know... Just type in Indian men fighting. You bastard.
There must be a lot of videos of Indian men fighting.
Maybe. Shout out to my good friend Gavin Grogan there, who I used to work with many years ago, and then he joined SPG and is now SPG Blue Belt and about 30 kilo lighter. If you were to, what you should do, guys, you go on iPlayer and you watch Jamie Dornan on Graham Norton, and he tells a story about someone taking a picture of him while he's having a piss, and it was actually him.
That's so funny.
Actually Gavin, and he put up the clip of Jamie Dornan talking about that on Instagram, and then you slid it across to the right, and it was a picture of him and Jamie Dornan in the toilets of the Sunflower Bar.
That's so
and
funny,
then he said, it, like, he goes, I got so excited I pissed on my boots. I might have pissed on his too.
Oh god. So it was cool. It was quite a funny story actually.
Yeah. But so funny. But that's a legit real story that actually happened to him. Let's wrap this thing up, Maureen. It's been a good week of drinking. What song do you want to leave on? We usually leave on a song. What's been our big song this week? What did we play last week? Loads of people were asking about that too.
What did you play?
It was
Did you talk about
Hunk Papa?
Owen being in Laffrey's?
Huh?
Owen from General Fiasco being in Laffrey's?
Oh, do you know what? I went full blown dementia there where I was worried that I didn't know what you were talking about.
I feel like you never know what I'm talking about, so it's fine.
Oh yeah, so basically if you cast your mind back, Maureen mentioned General Fiasco, that she was such a big fan, and then very suspiciously, like about a week later, they announced gigs in Voodoo in Belfast, and you take full responsibility for the
basically the band joining up again.
Well, I sent
out
a petition and it worked. So.
Well, you're not that big a fan because I had to go look who that is over there, and you're like, hey,
I have
Fata.
To put a band on him.
And I was like, it's fucking Owen from Jennifer Fiasco.
Yeah, but see, when I'm in running around Labrys mode, I don't pay attention to anyone's face. Someone, my sister could be there and I'd hardly notice her. I'd be like, okay, bye. Put a band on you. Bye.
Put a band on you.
Busy. I'm very busy, you know.
Well, you don't have... You don't need to be busy at Labrys anymore.
Yes, I do. You just sit in the back.
We've got to get you some Labrys... What'd you say? Sit in the back trying to write fucking jokes. What about that Tinder bit? That's good, isn't it? I just wrote that before it went on.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
Bit about Tinder.
Bit about Tinder? You've never been on Tinder in your life.
I know, but that's what the fucking joke is, isn't it?
Oh.
Fuck's sake, do you even listen to me?
No, I honestly don't.
Running around pretending busy. Your lip is distractingly dry.
Oh, so dry.
Why is it so dry? I put some fucking... You put products on your lips all day, every day, and now it's just like... Looks like you pressed it on the fucking stove. Don't laugh, it'll bust open, squirt blood.
I'm not really sore.
You bust lips, I bust toilet seats. What song do you want to play on the way out?
What have we been listening to, actually?
Ah, fucking
love you, and I miss you.
It's a song I play when I'm, like, butt-scooting on toilet seats
at
and smashing
it. At least turn it up, for God's sake.
Estoy tan pegado que no salgo de tu mente. Quieren apagarme, yo no tengo fuente. Pa' bailar no existe pena.
This is General Fiasco's new song. They haven't released it yet.
So good, isn't it? I've been working with him on this one.
Explosive! Pew, 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 pew!
Dice candela, de aquí nadie va pa' afuera. Esto lo bailan en la favela. Izquierda, derecha.
No, I tell you what I'm gonna play. Cause you hate it.
What?
My new favorite song.
No, not the mattress song.
Yeah.
Oh, for flips, Colin.
For flips.
For flips, it.
It's so cool.
This is the worst song I've ever heard in my life.
A lot of rap songs, you gotta just take out the chorus and go, right, they got it. They had to put a hook in there for something.
Yeah, but don't put that in.
Match, 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 match.
Listen, when you're a trap lord, drug dealer, a mattress is a serious bit of kit.
I just listened to this going, has anyone else listened to this song before they put this
mattress,
out?
Matches, 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 matches.
Class.
This matches, is absolutely
matches.
Ridiculous.
Give a long way from the mattress. Yeah.
Take a lot of shits on a mattress.
Yeah. And I use the hump on a mattress. Yeah. My grandma kept the gun in the mattress. My uncle.
Do you know what's funny though? I'm gonna play this and so many people are gonna be like, bro, what was that song?
Yes, it's got a nice beat to it, but it literally keeps saying mattress.
Alright, mom, it's got a nice beat to it.
Mattress.
Flipping the work like gymnastics. Pitching the crack into backflips. Papa was flipping the mattress. Psycho gun in the mattress. Grandma passed it and he blasted. I came on your bitch, I'm a savage.
I'll skip it to the ASAP Rocky bit, will I?
On a mattress.
It's good.
Work like gymnastics. Pitching the crack into backflips. Pumpo was flipping the mattress. Did backflips on a mattress. Did mad shit on a mattress. Where the magic happens on a mattress. Two ratchet fat chicks on a mattress.
Maureen, two ratchet fat chicks on a mattress? You don't even know poetry when you're hearing it.
A nigga stash G's in a mattress. Fucking all these bitches on a mattress. Bending all these bitches over backwards. LSD in the acid.
Woo! That's Maureen, that's amazing. That's tune of the week. General Fiasco, mattress. We'll speak to you next week, guys. ColinGazComedy@gmail.com if you want to get in touch about sponsors. ColinGaz.com if you want to buy some general merch. When I know about new merch, you'll certainly know about it.
There should be an exciting announcement about St. Paddy's Day, hopefully, too.
Yes, I've mentioned that before.
So hopefully and that'll
also,
be
sorted soon. Our little documentary about the Ulster Hall gigs is probably going to be out this weekend.
Like after the Friday one?
Oh yeah, obviously.
Oh yeah, obviously.
Like two ratchet fat chicks on a mattress. That's really good writing.
Right, I know, but the song keeps going, mattress, mattress, mattress,
it is
mattress.
It's an integral
it
part
says
of
mattress.
Selling drugs into hood.
I know, but you can't have a song that just says mattress.
You can't.
That is absolutely the most stupid thing I've ever heard. What are you going to look up now? Flipping bed sheets?
What? Oh, yeah. Have you heard wardrobe? Have you heard ASAP? Have you heard ASAP fucking furniture? ASAP wardrobe? No, you hate mattress, but you love this more than life.
This is a good song.
Mattress. You can hear it in the background. That intro's long enough in it.
I go hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga. Leave you stankin', nigga. What the fuck you thinkin', nigga? I won't die for this shit. What the fuck I say?
You won't take mattress, but you'll wash dishes, that shit.
See Gucci, that's my motherfucking nigga. I hang
hard in the paint. Right, let's get out of here, Maureen, because it's in bedtime and I have loads more shit to do. And you gotta put something on your lips because they look like crispy.
Like your teats.
My crispy left tit. Okay, right. We're out of here. I'm off to go hard in the motherfucking paint. N-word. Say bye-bye, Maureen, to your one listener who hates you.
Do you know that I was letting someone in Lavery, which I normally don't do the door anymore, but I happened to be there helping. And someone went, who's that person that hates you on the podcast?
It's probably them.
And I was like, I don't know. And I was like, I feel like Colin just keeps bringing up the same person 1,000 times, but thank you. Let's get them. Let's make a t-shirt. Getting this person.
Mm-hmm. Maureen's one fan. Maureen hater. And see who buys it. T-shirt.
Yeah. See, only one person will buy it.
Yeah.
This one's for you. I love you.
I love you. Right, we gotta go. See you later, guys.
See you later, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
At the UPS store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open. And happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable.